couple weeks. I'm not sure exactly what's going on. I'm a little bit worried in this situation. When you see a radical shift in policy, you often wonder if somebody's trying to twist the president's arm. I would hope not, but it's such a radical shift from where he was on the campaign trail in the first couple months of the administration, and it really worries me what's going on.
No question about that. I can't imagine anybody twisting Donald Trump's arm, but boy, what a heartbreaking thing this is for MAGA Nation. There are an awful lot of people who still have a tremendous amount of faith in Donald Trump, except when it comes to exposing the pedophiles on Epstein Island. And that's really a wow, just a huge wow.
I've been a huge supporter of everything the president's done till the past couple weeks. And,
yep.
And like I said, there was such a radical departure from what was said, you know, previously regarding the absolutely twisted situation with the client list on Epstein Island. And then you just the past 2 or 3 days, there's been a completely radical shift on what's going on in the Ukraine. And whereas before, you know, the president was saying it's not our war, we're not, you know, getting involved in this, we're not, you know, spending American dollars on the border between Ukraine and Russia, we're going to focus on the border between the United States and Mexico. And all of a sudden, news articles are flooding in where now it seems like, you know, we're doing a highly accelerated effort to send offensive weapons to the Ukraine. And that always one, you know, worries you when you get involved in foreign entanglements like our founding fathers warned against. So I don't know what's going on in the past couple of weeks, but it is a very radical shift over what was said and done previously.
Yeah, you still support him 100%, but this stuff is now very troubling, very unsettling, wouldn't you say?
It's very worrisome because, you know, keep in mind, you know, I'm a constitutionalist. I'm a strict policy guy. You know, I've never fallen for the personality politics like too many, you know, too many in our society play team sports or personality politics that, you know, no matter what somebody on their quote-unquote team wearing, whether it's the Republican jersey or the Democrat jersey, no matter what they do, they support it. You know, I'm not that guy. I look at the issues, and that's what I worry about. And this has been a radical departure, whether, you know, the fact that Pam Bondi said she had the file sitting on her desk.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and now she, there was no file. Okay, which one was it?
Yeah.
Which one was a total lie? You know, I don't know what the situation is upon me. Then I look at, you know, the president said many, many times, you know, it's not our war. We're putting America first. You know, and suddenly now this is a huge engagement, as far as shipping, like an accelerated, like you said, an accelerated program to arm Ukraine with offensive weapons, which is a radical departure from the policy previously, which is when we were, first of all, I have to say this, all foreign aid is unconstitutional.
Yeah.
The Constitution does not permit taking money from American citizens and using it to ship to another country. But that being said, you know, we were previously sending them defensive weapons. Now, all of a sudden, there's this, we're now sending them offensive weapons. I don't know if, you know, the president's angry at the way that Putin is responding to the overtures for peace. I'm not sure what's going on there, but it is a radical change of policy.
Yeah, I imagine that is what is happening. By the way, you sent me a text that all you're hearing is static on your end, and the static is bad on mine as well. Would you be willing to... what if we did this? What if I called you back? You want to give it a try, that I could give you a call back? Maybe we'll get a somehow a better connection?
Sounds great. Sounds great. I'll be waiting.
Yeah,
I hit a lot of static.
So. Yes, I'm getting a lot of static, too, here. So it's I don't know. I'm not a technical guy. So I'm going to hang up, and I will call you right back. And as soon as I call you back, you will be back on the air, okay?
Sounds great.
Again,
thank
my deepest apologies. This just my apologies. All right. Thank you, sir. Thank you. And how's your morning going for you? Just, Lord. Let's try this. I'm still hearing static. Oh, hope it's better on your end, dear listener, than it is on mine. Maybe this will be okay.
Chris Anders?
Hey, Chris, Dimitri again. Is this any better?
Yes, I can hear you better. Can you hear me better?
Yeah, it's better. Yeah. So thank you so much for that. Again, my apologies. Let's talk about religious freedom. And what exactly is going on in Berkeley County?
Well, it's virtually the same thing that's happening in Raleigh County that's caused the lawsuit. What happened is one of my constituents had contacted me about a week or so ago and said that the school board in Berkeley County had refused to accept his religious exemption from forced vaccination for his children as he's trying to enroll them in the Berkeley County school system. Now, anyone who's been watching this issue realizes that this is a long story. The governor had issued an executive order not too long after taking office, basing it upon the 2023 Religious Freedom Act, saying that he is instructing county schools to accept religious and philosophical exemptions to force vaccination, which would put this in line with 45 other states in the Republic. West Virginia is one of only five states not to allow religious exemptions or philosophical exemptions. Even the People's Republic of Maryland, Massachusetts, California, they even allow religious exemptions. However, let me backtrack a second. In the 2025 session, we passed the Parents' Bill of Rights, which said that the parents are the final say in what medical care their children receive, strengthening the Religious Freedom Act that was passed in 2023 and the governor's executive order. But then in June, the unelected, appointed State Board of Education declared that they weren't going to honor the governor's executive order, and they ordered, put out a decision to the different county boards, which are elected by the people. See, the state board has no voter accountability. They're bureaucrats buried in the bowels of Charleston. Telling the county elected boards not to accept any religious exemptions. So each county is now making these decisions on their own. Do they follow the governor's executive order and legislation that the state delegates and the state senators passed? Or are they following the decrees of the unelected state school board? Well, in Raleigh County, there's a court case where parents are suing the county school board. And with the support of the governor, because the county school board refused to acknowledge their religious exemption against forced vaccination for their children. And now we have that in Berkeley County. The gentleman and his family involved haven't gone public yet, so I'm not speaking their name. They're seeking counsel right now to file a lawsuit against the Berkeley County Board of Education. But hearing about this, I sent a letter, an official letter, to the Berkeley County Board of Education demanding that they follow the governor's executive order and the legislation passed by the people's representatives and allow religious and philosophical exemptions for forced vaccination. I subsequently got a letter back saying they're not going to, so then I doubled down and went after them again. This was made press all over the state. I did not mean for that to happen, but it was kind of funny. I received my Sunday paper, and there's a picture of me on the front page. And I'm like, really, I just want them to follow the law that the governor put down and that the legislative body passed, saying that parents and parents alone have the final say on what vaccinations are forced into the children's body, not some unelected appointed bureaucrat buried in the bowels of Charleston.
All right. Now, there was, okay, that's a 2023. This act was in 2023, right?
Correct.
All right. Was there a subsequent change in the legislature that essentially overrode the religious exemption order by the governor?
No, there wasn't, really any change in the legislature, except for we had the 2024 election. And I'll be honest, while the state Senate went far more conservative, the House became far more liberal, just full of undocumented Democrats parading as Republicans. And there was a fight on the floor to pass a absolutely clean version of the vaccine exemption through the House,
right?
Which, you know, and that failed. While it had passed the House in the 2024 session, in 2025 after the election, it failed. Now, that is important. However, the governor's executive order, which the governor does have the power to issue executive orders to clarify the intent of legislation, and the state legislature has not moved to overrule that. So I'm heavily supporting the governor on his correct and constitutional and moral right to say that, no, you can't force parents to have all these chemicals injected in their child's body if they don't want to. And we're not saying you can't have vaccines. If you want to vaccinate your children seven times by Sunday, that's your choice. What we're saying is the state has no constitutional or moral standing to force this, especially not an appointed board that's appointed for 9 years that the voters never voted for, but yet they act like they're the final arbitrator of power in Charleston, and that needs to stop.
Indeed. More with our very special guest, Chris Anders. He is a delegate. It is the 90, lives in Martinsburg. And we'll be talking more with him. Is the phone lines a lot better, not as much static? Is that what you're saying, Chris?
Yeah, I can hear you just fine. I hope you can hear me.
All right, yeah, we're going to be okay. All right, sir. More with him in just a bit, live and dangerously local.